You're listening to SBS News.
One day after presenting the budget the federal government spruiked as being the most important in a long time, the long task of selling it to the Australian people has begun. One area hit particularly hard by the effects of coronavirus is immigration. Australia's net overseas migration level is set to fall into negative territory for the first time since World War II. The budget papers are projecting a loss of 72,000 people for the current financial year, with positive levels not being reached again until the 2022-2023 financial year. That will have a far-reaching impact on the Australian economy, but the migration cap of 160,000 places per year will not be lifted. The government says there is a silver lining to the situation in that it is able to increase the number of places available for people bringing their partners to Australia to be with them. Speaking to SBS, Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the government is now able to deal with a backlog of these requests.
We're increasing the number of partner places in the migration program by 30,000. They are places that we're able to fill and to satisfy the quarantine requirements and the health requirements. So that is a significant boost. Now, that's a temporary boost because the overall program has been constrained because of COVID. This means we can catch up on a lot of those partner visas.
But the fine print of this initiative sees it not being welcomed by the Federation of Ethnic Community Councils. Its chief executive is Mohammed Al-Kafaji. He says the provision in the policy that requires a partner to speak English is too restrictive. He also says the government has not done enough for temporary visa holders in the budget.
If your partner does not speak English, you will not be able to be reunited. This is extremely concerning, and this is not fair for many migrant communities here in Australia. We also are very disappointed that this government did not take the opportunity to address the temporary visa holders here in Australia. Many people here were willing and able to work in critical industries that have been affected by COVID-19.
However, English language proficiency is a big part of Mr. Morrison's budget policies. He says expanded focus on the area will help women and children both socially and in their contributions to the economy.
English language is so important to provide for the cohesion that our society depends upon for its success. If we were to go to any other country where English is not the first language, well, of course you'd need to learn that language to be able to fully participate and to be safe. It's important for women in particular to get access to English language training so they understand what their rights are. But it also helps women participate in the economy. 60% of the jobs that have come back since the low point of the COVID-19 recession have been women. And I want to see more women from ethnic backgrounds forming part of that story.
The Prime Minister also says increasing international student numbers is a way of making up for the migration shortfall. The opposition is keen to highlight the government's lack of investment in social housing in the budget. Opposition frontbencher Jason Clare says the lack of migration has had a big impact on the housing market that the government has failed to address.
In an environment where migration has stopped, but the way to fill that gap in private demand for housing is to be investing in repairing or building social housing. The government ignored all of that.
There's also been strong community reaction to how the budget affects women, particularly their participation in the workforce. Women have experienced more job losses than men in this pandemic. $240 million has been provided in the budget to get women more jobs in science and mathematics, but some were hoping for more measures. Dee Behan is both a mother and a small business owner whose startup business has been hit hard by the pandemic. She says the government should have increased funding for childcare if they want increased birth rates to alleviate future debt.
Really disappointed, beyond disappointed. It was quite frankly insulting to see so little support for women to remain in the workforce, to return to the workforce. The support just wasn't there, and it was, it's not a bright outlook for us. Quite honestly, it's laughable at this point. How can you ask us to have more children when at the moment it's already crippling to have them in daycare.
Mr Morrison says free childcare would only have the effect of subsidising those on high incomes. And the government has also quietly cut Australia's refugee intake by 5,000 places per year. The cut from 18,750 places to 13,750 places will save around $1 billion, which the government says will be better used on those already in Australia seeking protection. But activists say savings will be negated by increased spending on offshore detention, and Amnesty International claims the move makes no sense when more people than ever are in need of help. And if you'd like to find out how the budget has affected your finances, you can use the SBS budget calculator. Head to our website, sbs.com.au/news. Sunila Wasti, SBS News.